For a healthy body, a human being requires minimum 3 meals a day. If he has 1 meal a day, he will not have a very healthy body. Similarly, for a spiritual soul, a human being requires minimum 5 times of programming, 5 times of salah. One is not sufficient. That's the reason we Muslims, we offer salah 5 times a day. The Jews, they offer prayers 3 times a day, which is also mentioned in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, chapter number 6, verse number 10. We Muslims, we offer minimum 5 times salah every day. And it's a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has been given to all the Muslims. And it's mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Hud, chapter number 11, verse number 114. In Surah Isra, chapter 17, verse number 78. In Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 130. And Surah Rum, chapter number 30, verse number 17 and 18. These few verses of the Holy Quran, they instruct the Muslims to offer salah 5 times a day. The 5 daily salahs which we Muslims should offer are the Fajr Salah, which begins from any time between the break of dawn till just before sunrise. The second is the Zuhr Salah, after the sun reaches its highest point, from the decline of the sun till the midpoint between noon and sunset. Third is the Asr Salah, after the Zuhr Salah ends, until just before sunset. The fourth is the Maghrib Salah, immediately after sunset till the end of twilight. And Isha Salah, immediately after twilight, it can be offered till the beginning of dawn. But it is preferable to be offered before 12 in the midnight. A Muslim should offer Salah minimum 5 times a day. And when we offer Salah, and before we enter the mosque, we Muslims, we remove our footwear. And this was the same commandment which was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa alayhi salam, Moses peace be upon him, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 11 and 12. When he approached the fire, he heard a voice, "O Moses, verily I am thy Lord. Put off thy shoes, for thou art in the sacred valley of Tuah." This was the commandment given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa alayhi salam. A similar message is mentioned in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 3, verse number 5. It says, "He, Lord Almighty, says to Moses, draw not nigh hither, take off thy shoes from thy feet, for thou art on sacred grounds." A similar message is repeated in the book of Acts, chapter number 7, verse number 33. The Lord tells to Moses, "Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for thou art on sacred grounds." And we Muslims, we are even given the option to wear the shoes when we enter the mosque, or when we offer salah by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet said, "But when you wear the shoes, the soul should be clean." And it's mentioned in Abu Dawud, volume number 1, in the book of Salah, Kitab al-Salah, chapter number 240, hadith number 652, the Prophet said, "Be different than the Jews, for they always, during prayer, remove their shoes or sandals." It's also mentioned in Abu Dawud, volume number 1, in the Kitab al-Salah, chapter number 240, hadith number 653, that Amr bin Shuayb, on the authority of his father, said that his grandfather said, I saw the Prophet pray both barefooted and with sandals. The reason we Muslims, we take off our shoes before we enter the mosque or for salah or clean the soles of our shoes is because we are hygienic people. We want to keep our place of worship clean. Before we offer salah, there is a call for prayer. And in different religions, you have different ways of calling people to come to prayer. For example, the Jews, they use the trumpet as it's mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, chapter number 10, verses 1 to 3, Lord spake to Moses and told him to make two trumpets of silver and to use it to call the assembly. The Christians, they use the church bell. Some tribes, they use the drum. In Islam, we use the human voice. And the call for prayer is called as Adhan. And the person who gives the Adhan is called a Muaddin. The human voice is much more melodious and soothing as compared to the trumpet, bell or drum. And there is a much better impact on the human being. There are many non-Muslims who have reverted to Islam only by hearing the Adhan. They were so impressed with the melodious Adhan, which had a tremendous effect on their heart, mind and soul, that they accepted Islam. But unfortunately, all the Adhan that we have in Bombay, they aren't as melodious as they should be. And they cause more inconvenience to the human beings than tranquility. Therefore, I request all the Muaddins that they should hear the Adhan of the Harmain Sharif, Masjid Nabi in Medina and Masjid Haram in Makkah, as an example of what an Adhan should be like. Besides the Adhan being melodious and soothing, it also carries a message. But unfortunately, most of the non-Muslims, they do not know what the message of the Adhan is. Last December, I had been to Kerala to attend a conference organized by the Muslims, in which they also invited a non-Muslim minister who was giving a talk on the stage. And he was speaking a few good words about the Muslims and about Islam. And he said that we Indians, we are very proud of the Muslims. We are proud of the Mughal rulers, the amount of monumental buildings they made, the beautiful structures they made. No wonder you Muslims, you praise Emperor Akbar 5 times a day. It may sound like a joke, but it's very common that many non-Muslims think, especially of India, that we praise Emperor Akbar in the Adhan and in our Salah. There are some non-Muslims who are impressed by the Western movies, which very often show the actor dressed up in an Arab garb, who's a villain, who's a terrorist. And before he draws out his sword, he says, Allahu Akbar. So non-Muslims think that Allahu Akbar is a war cry which the Muslims give before killing a non-Muslim. It is the duty of every Muslim to clarify these misconceptions from the mind of the non-Muslim. And we should give the message of Adhan. Tell them the translation of the Adhan. That when we give the Adhan and then we recite, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It doesn't mean that we are praising Emperor Akbar or it's a war cry, but it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. Almighty God is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the greatest. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hayya li salah, hayya li salah. Come for salah, come for salah. Or come to prayer, come to prayer. Hayya li salah, hayya li salah. Come to success, come to success. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but Allah. We have to explain the meaning of the Adhan to the non-Muslim. It is the duty of the Muslim that we deliver the message of Islam and explain about it to the non-Muslim. And before we offer salah, we always have to do ablution. That is, we have to wash ourselves. That is, we have to do wudu. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Maidah, chapter number 5, verse number 6. That, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, when you prepare yourself for salah, wash your face and your hands and arms up to the elbow. Rub your head with water. And wash your feet up to the ankle. It's compulsory that every Muslim should do ablution, should do wudu before we offer our salah. And a similar message is given in the Holy Bible, in the book of Exodus, chapter number 40, verse number 31 and 32, that Moses and Aaron and their sons washed their hands and feet thereat. And they entered the temple of the congregation. And when they approached the altar, they washed as was commanded by the Lord to Moses. A similar message is given in Acts, chapter number 21, verse number 26. And Paul took the men away. And the next day, along with them, he purified himself and entered the temple. We Muslims, we do ablution. We wash ourselves. We do the wudu before we offer the salah to keep ourselves clean. We are hygienic people. And besides keeping ourselves clean, the wudu is also a sort of psychological preparation, a mental preparation that we do before we communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.